Layla and I both sit in the shade on the front lawn of the neighborhood candy house. Miss Irene got white hair and a permanent scowl. She got white hair, a little white lap dog, and wear a dusty muumuu. She smokes cigarettes, the white stick hanging from the cliff of her lip, like a daredevil. Miss Irene say she ain't got time for us kids and don't let nobody curse on her front yard. But she got a Costco card and charge pennies on the dollar for our favorite sweets. We get a dollar worth of candy in a plastic sandwich bag that we share. After my basketball drills, I walk around the barbed gate of the neighborhood pool. I climb into the blue-green water and float for days. Really, I only got an hour before the pool closes. But I don't care when I'm floating. It lets me think. My eyes closed or searching the sky for animal figures, ice cream cones, and airplanes that skip across the blue-blue up. The aqua water carry my arms and legs, a body of girl and whoosh. When I'm too tired to move my calves and arms, I climb out the water and feel less rubber band and more light. Most days the water burns everything, my nose and eyes, and even my hair is too dry. But I feel clean. I feel more me than when I arrived. Laylee meets me after the pool. She ain't get in the pool, but she still wears her tube top bikini, a towel draped over her shoulder like a comma. She bites at her cuticles, and I already know. It's been almost 2 years since silly boys slapped water in the pool. Now the boys are gone, and it's just me floating like a log, while mommy and me classes happen in the shallow end. My muscles hurt after playing horse alone. A girl on the basketball court ain't no different than any other baller, if you work hard enough. That's what my cousin Inga say. She the first one to teach me to hold the globe with both hands, to use my right hand to guide the ball. Finally out of the pool, I can see the harsh water peels my skin. I don't have any cocoa butter on me, so I pull my legs up, crisscross applesauce, and focus on Laylee. When she bites her nails, it's not because she's nervous, more like anxious and angry. And always, it's about her mama. So what happened? I ask. And she frowns at her hands, then covers her face from the dipping sun. She shrugs, and instantly I feel bad. I know what it feels like to have too much to say. So much you can't speak. I make noise when I'm nosy. I slap the mosquitoes gnawing at my legs. It's been a year since we last talked about her mama. But that's the only thing that bothers her enough to bite ruin her perfect nails. But Laylee don't sweat it. She don't swing at the mosquitoes. She don't even miss a beat. That woman been gone so long, I can barely remember what she looks like.